Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Live. Live. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to Spirit of Life service for Wednesday, November 9th, 2016. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
And, of course, Michael Kelly also joining us behind the scenes producing the program. I'd like to welcome those who are joining us live as well as those listening to the archives. We appreciate you spending your time with us. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit as well as to explore science and spirituality. We have a number of educational programs as part of our church. One of them is EmpoweredRecovery.com, which offers help for the friends and family of alcoholics and addicts. Paranexus.org, an association of anomalous researchers. MetaphysicsInstitute.org, our flagship school that offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysical topics. And Thomas Francis University at tfuniversity.org, which offers standalone metaphysical courses and diplomas and degrees. I'd like to read our abbreviated principles of belief. As is customary, we have 9 of them. These are abbreviated. The full versions are available for reading at our main website, which is metaphysicalhumanism.org, which you're probably on if you're listening to this. The 9 principles are, 1, do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings, consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empowers the human spirit and enhances the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And again, to read these principles in full, please visit metaphysicalhumanism.org and you'll find them there in the menu. Now tonight we're going to be talking on the topic of hope for an uncertain future. Now, of course, we'll get into other topics as well, and we'll also be pulling cards from our inner oracle card deck a little bit later on. But to begin the discussion, I want to point out that we've made it a point to not discuss politics on this program. It's not something that's really we get into. Everybody's got their politics, everybody's got their opinions, and that's fine. So we don't generally discuss politics, and we're not going to discuss politics tonight. However, we are going to discuss some aspects that involve the political scene here in the United States. As I'm sure everyone's aware, last night the election happened, and Donald Trump was the winner for the President of the United States, and that has incurred a lot of fear, and frankly, there's a lot of people who are a bit shell-shocked, you know, punched in the gut, they didn't expect it, and there's a lot of fear in different countries around the world, too. The markets last night were tanking. However, today, the markets, Dow Jones finished near a record high, so that's interesting. So what we want to discuss tonight is if you are afraid because of this election, because of who won, well, we want to address some of those fears because this has to do with consciousness and existence. And it's people need some hope, because most people hate uncertainty. The markets hate uncertainty. Why they rebounded today, I'm not sure, but the markets hate uncertainty and people hate uncertainty. And so that's what we seem to have, because the candidate who won is a bit of a wild card and has basically said anything and everything and gotten away with it. And people are afraid of what he might do. I want to point out too, that as a first point, that the president of the United States does not have unlimited power. So we need to remember that. This is not a dictatorship. This is democracy. And there are checks and balances in place, and there are safeguards and so forth that regulate that so that it does not become a dictatorship. So remember that. He's threatened to deport immigrants and all kinds of stuff, build a wall, you name it. And those are things that you just can't flip a switch and make happen. That there's a lot of work and time and politics that goes into that stuff. And so that's not just a foregone conclusion. So that's one thing to remember. Hopefully that will squash some of those fears. We can't let fear rule our lives. Now, I was talking with Dr. Hunter today, and she had some excellent concepts and ideas and thoughts that went a long way to addressing these fears. Dr. Hunter, you want to discuss some of those?
Well, I do appreciate, first of all, I have to say that I do appreciate the shock everyone is feeling and the fear and the anxiety. But I would like to point out that where we are is a transparency. And although we can say that Mr. Trump has certainly given people permission to talk, we now know who they are. So this is a good thing. I think that there is an element of our illusion that we have to address, where we believed in many regards we had progress. And particularly the last 50 years. What this has done is shown us that we have not made as much progress as we thought. This shows us what we need to work on. This shows us better who we are, and it has us dig deep inside ourselves to ask who we are. And it's a tough one. Are there going to be, difficult days ahead? I'm sure there are. I have my intuitions tingling too, but I also think that in order to really clear out, a lot of the darkness that we deal with every day, we have to go through this purging. It really is a purging. And we can face it head on now, and in a peaceful and good way. It's not about becoming like others that we don't like very much and don't respect. But they're not our worry now. People are who and what they are, and that's what they choose to do. What we do have is a task at hand. And the task at hand is to help each other, support each other, and help those who want to rise up now. There are people who want to find a new way of being with themselves and a new way of being in the world. And that's our job. That's why we're here. We've offered ourselves. And it's not a matter of somebody else will do it. No, it's I'll do it. You'll do it. And this is where it takes on, I suppose, a new color. And, it's one thing to think that we know something is out there. But until it's in your face, you don't really know what it looks like. And now we know what it looks like. So now we can deprogram ourselves, debrief ourselves, and respect that a lot of people are not going to change. That's just not going to happen. But the ones who do want to change, then we lend a helping hand. And that's the position that I come from. I actually had an intuition a few weeks ago that Trump would take this. I had hoped that I was wrong, but I sat back and I made peace with it. I made peace with the fact that we do need to make some changes in our world. And it just usually comes by way of, a big shock. then there's the awe. Then there's the other stuff. But it's not lost. It's just nothing is lost here. If anything, I don't want to minimize anybody's challenges. That's not the case. I don't want to minimize or make it not important that there are some real big challenges ahead. There's no question about that. But when you know who you are, you dig deep and you're in a place of calm, in a place of, no, I am not like that. I am like this. And you just make peace with that, as I did in the last few weeks, and then even the course of last night, saying, wow, okay, here we go. And I welcome the challenge. Again, hard work doesn't scare me. Nasty people don't scare me. I think what scares me, if anything, is the people who know what's the right thing to do, become fearful, act badly, or hide. And because you're needed. And this calls everybody into action. It's not just talking around your kitchen table. It's about, and I don't mean you have to get on a big crusade and a big cause either. But it is to speak up, and it is to support each other, and even in conversations that you have with friends, and just planting those little seeds that you that might be helpful to somebody. There was a case in Alberta of somebody who took a picture of a truck that in the front of this big tandem gravel truck, this guy had put a sign on it, "One squaw too many." It went viral, as it should. The aftermath is the company fired him, took the sign down right away. And it turns out that this fellow is Indigenous also. He's a native. And it was a joke to them. Now, he said, even in an interview, he has publicly apologized, feels full of shame. He did not know about the Indigenous missing and murdered women. He's been living in the bush. He's just a redneck guy with his head turned around. But I felt such compassion. Now, as this article is also being posted, and there's a few comments about he should have lost more than his job, and I got on there and I said, wait a minute, you guys. This is somebody who is willing to change. He feels his shame. He is now publicly apologizing. He's owning it. And he is doing what he can to change. We should support that. That's what we want. So I say kudos to him. Bad boy, yes, but he's trying to be good. And this is what I mean by some people just are not aware. They're not. And those are the ones that can be helped. And that's where we should focus our attention. There's going to be a lot of other political stuff come. We can't know everything that's going to happen. But within our communities, within our families, and at this school, because this is a great medium for finding good tools to become better, to become more self-aware, and just stand in your own truth, whatever that truth might be. Just know that it's not necessarily somebody else's truth, but we are on a path to get to know who we are as free sovereign beings of the universe. We happen to be planted on this planet and learning how to be better human beings. And I hold on to that every day of my life. That's where I don't get attached to this. Do I get scared sometimes? Yes, but I'm not attached to it because they can't have me. I've said that many times before. They can't have who I am. So that's just my take on it. I'm actually optimistic. I know that sounds kind of strange, but I'm optimistic that all the stuff that was underneath the current, the things that women, non-whites, the LGBT community has dealt with every single day of their life and tried to get their voices out to say, hey, we deal with this every day, and nobody really paid much attention. Yeah, they all, 20 million people just proved all those voices were telling the truth. So that's where we need to focus. to spread the love. So that's my little speech, I think.
Good points. You know, I was to this morning, Dr. Hunter and I were talking on Skype, and I was venting a little bit and lamenting that, you know, one man has undone the progress in civil rights that we have, the progress we've made over the last 50 years. And she turned around and used some stupid logic on me. You remember what you said?
He just showed us how much progress we haven't made.
Yeah. You know, I hate that logic. That's just wrong. You know, but the point was well made and well taken that, you know, I thought, well, we've made all this progress. Well, we kind of did, but it wasn't deep-seated, so it wasn't set in. And so it told us that, yeah, we've got some work to do. And if you go back over the principles of belief that I read at the outset, or just look them over on the website, in within the context of what's going on, I mean, everything we believe here, everything we teach is peaceful, it's empowering, it's productive, it's equality, it's tolerance, and that is enlightenment, folks. That's what we need to pursue, and we need to squash any of those racist, misogynistic, narcissistic feelings that we may have, if we have any. We've got to outgrow them. We've got to push them away. And in these uncertain times, as Dr. Hunter said, we rise up. This is our time. And I'm just paraphrasing her. You know, this is our time to be there and to reach out and to be those pillars of strength. Because there's a lot of people who are afraid. But look, life goes on. I think Obama said the sun will come up tomorrow, and it will. You know, we've had Tracy, my wife, said we've had other presidents we've had to contend with over the years, okay? So we push through and we rise to the occasion and we just do the best we can and we are peaceful. We don't, unlike some who had advocated violence if he didn't win, we don't do that. We don't resort to violence. You know, there are people who protest peacefully, that's fine, whatever. Protest issues. That's fine. That's part of the democratic way. But we don't resort to any kind of violence. We don't put people down. We respect their decision. Whoever they voted for, doesn't matter. The fact is that people are all in different stages of enlightenment and awareness. And that's our job. That's why people are here. That's why people come to our schools. That's why you're listening to this. That's why people are members of this church, because it's a different sort of thing. It's not Christian. It's metaphysical. It's true human values, high level, high vibration levels, you know, high frequency. We want to grow. And there's a lot of people with us. You know, millions of people with us who want what's good and right and healthy. You know, we want equality. We want respect for one another. So that's what we have to show in our own behavior, in our own demeanor. And we get through this. This is not the end of the world. You know, this morning I was questioning my faith in humanity. And after I've had a chance to get over the shell shock and process things, my optimism for humanity is still there, my faith, because I believe that the good and the enlightened will prevail. It's just that we, as Dr. Hunter said, we've got to purge some of this old, traditional, old school, religiously based types of thoughts, you know, the patriarchal type of thoughts that so many religions are based on. Those got to go. There's no room for a patriarchal configuration in an equal society when you have equality between the genders and between all peoples, regardless of what they believe or how they self-identify. So don't fret, don't worry, don't be full of fear. You know, we can't live our life in fear, folks. I spent the first 40 years of my life living in fear in so many ways as a Christian because, you know, Armageddon was coming and I was going to kill everybody except a few. And, you know, and just to go through that, they created a lot of fear because they told us, you know, what will you do? Will you remain true to God when they've got a gun to your child's head, you know, or your wife's head or your husband's head? And all, I mean, they created all this stupid fear. And it was just more control. That's all it is. It's more control. Well, we don't need that. We don't need the fear. We need to live our lives without fear. We need to just push forward. We need to remain a shining light in this world because there are many of us, but we need more of us. So hopefully that will help quell some of the fears that you may have. Any other thoughts, Dr. Hunter?
Well, I think that a comment was just made in the chat, and I won't mention names, about picking from lesser of what somebody thinks the lesser of two evils is. You know, when you have, you don't like either of the candidates, so you pick lesser of the two. I think we have to give up that thinking. I think that we are put on notice that we have to think of what is good and healthy and get behind that energy and not feel like we have to pick the lesser of the two evils. I think that this is a call to action. You know, for what it's worth, probably in the early 1970s, I had a vision of there being a civil revolution, and I think we're in it in many ways. And it's not necessarily a pretty sight, but it's a necessary thing. And I knew then that there would come a day when we would be called to action. We've gone through a couple of decades of not respecting our old people and not respecting people who've been there and done that. And I think that now is the time when we look to those people for the answers, look to those skills. And for others of us who have designated ourselves to be in a helping profession, then we have to step it up. And there are some things worth laying down your life for. When you know, without thought, somebody runs in a burning building to rescue somebody, they're laying down their life without thought to do the right thing. Or, you know, the extraordinary cases of intervening when there's somebody in trouble, or you know, there's many examples, but this is one of those days. We're in one of these days. It's not about money. It's not about the lesser of the evils. It's about doing good, and it's about lobbying for good. So we are called into action, and I believe that we're needed now more than ever. I think that even people who have been that quote-unquote New Age religion folks, and I think that they're looking for truer answers than what's been there, and I think that this is a spiritual revolution, and that's what I'm calling it. It's a spiritual war of conscience, a spiritual revolution, and it's enough now of just saying, well, you know, I don't like either of them, but, you know, I think we need to change our attitudes. And we do that today, and actually the shock does it to us. So in many ways, this is a good thing, people. I know it's, again, how do you say bad is good? But it is good because it shows us who we are and what the tasks are. And it asks of us to dig deep and say no more of all those evils. It is about stepping up to do what's right. And I know the question was just asked, how are we supposed to do that? We have to rely on our leaders, and we have to pick from who they give us, and that's the problem. We shouldn't be relying on who gives us anything. You know, if there are many kinds of a democratic society. People don't know that. There's many kinds of democracies. And basically, we have the money, telling us who we're supposed to pick from to perpetuate more industry so they have more money and that we can just have a job. And that's the part that has to stop now. And that's the beautiful thing about what's just happened. It's become transparent. What is it? Top 2% own 90% of everything or 99% of everything, you know, and the rest is divvied out. That's the kind of world, the kind of thinking that has to change, you know, and it's kind of unfair because I'm a socialist right to my toes. I believe that, you know, I don't begrudge people for doing well, but I think that when it's at, you know, when it's at the cost of others not doing well, you know, I had some errands to run today, and I took my granddaughter actually to her choir practice, and then I went to pick up some groceries, and it was getting dark because of this daylight savings time already. And as I get in my car to leave, I see this young man sitting on the curb in the dark with his dog, and I know he's a homeless guy, and it was immediate that the tears welled up. I just felt that. My heart just ached. And I thought that is exactly what does not need to happen in our world. And it's just because he can't compete in the society that those, you know, those leaders tell us that we're supposed to be, that everybody is supposed to be equal in that way and all be competitive and you too can make $1 million. It's a ridiculous way of thinking. You know, we're not taking care of each other. And, of course, the comment here is, in America, our system works that way. Well, I'm telling you right now, your America ain't working. Your America is not working. You know, and just a simple thing like healthcare. I live in Canada. Everybody gets treated. And nobody, we do not. See, you guys are so afraid of spending a little bit of money to help folks, you know, and who's not going to make any money. Those are the things that change. Obamacare, it works. It didn't get to, it hasn't quite gone that extra, you know, that extra step or two or five it needs to. But there are many, many countries in the world that have free healthcare. Everybody is taken care of. And that's the stuff that, you know, in the evolution of a country and the evolution of a culture, you have to decide who you are and what you want that to look like. And you got a tremendous population in the United States. I think it's 10 times more than we have in Canada. But,
you know, Fran made a great point along in this connection.
Here, go ahead.
First, we have to refrain from relying on our leaders. Look in the
yes.
mirror and say hello to your leader.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's the point. So the whole point of this discussion is not who's right, who's wrong, who you voted for, none of that. It's that in order to evolve, there has to be some pain. And I think that's what Dr. Hunter's trying to say, and is that this is showing us who we are. In fact, there was, I forget who it was that said that, on a celebrity figure. I just barely caught it because I didn't look at much news today. But showing us where we're at and who we are, and now we can see what we need to do, but we can't live our lives in fear. We don't. Look, life will go on. Everything will be fine. You know, the president can't make sweeping changes like Trump is touted. He just doesn't have that power. It takes a lot more than him to make those kind of changes. So we wait it out. We see where it goes. We act as a shining light to the world, to the people who are ready for it. We help who we can, and we work for positive change. That's in the principles of belief, you know, that I read at the outset, that which one is it? We believe that we are, number three, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. Well, we can do that, but we have to evolve. The species has to evolve, and this is part of that evolution. And it's not always painless. And so we have to just look at the some of the be optimistic on some of the stuff that we can be optimistic about. Now we know what we need to do. And it's just been reminded, we The universe has put it right in front of our face. So we do that, and we don't live our lives in fear. So,
you know, if I can interject here for a second, because it's also just been written that, you know, this someone has said that they do feel like they accept responsibility, and she does contribute and does help as much as she can, but burnout, you know, progress is slow and it burns you out really fast. And I want to tell you now, here's part of the awakening, the spiritual awakening here. Do your meditation and tune in to all the other people in the world who are just like you, those who are vibrating higher. That's a lot of power in there. This is a deliberate intent, a focus, a meditation, a prayer, if you will. Tune in and know that you're not alone. When you start realizing, you know, there are other people connecting and you're supported, and even in your own community, it's going to be surprising how many people start to rise up, and then you won't feel so alone and you won't burn out. It's, you know, we're always going to feel like we're doing everything we can to some degree, but are we? You know, it's the and then some. Because when we change our approach, we don't burn out. We have to know our limitations, know what we can do. You know, it's like my daughter with the children. She's on the parent committees, these committees, those, and she finally said, you know what, I can't do it all. So she took two things, and I've tried to encourage this with her. Just find what you're good at. So she took two things, and that's where she's focusing and helping out with kids in school and all her other parent programs. And for her, it's languages and literacy. And she heads up the French committees, and, you know, she speaks three languages, blah, blah. But, you know, it's being able to support kids as they're coming up in her way. Now, while she does that, you know, she's in a predominantly Christian community, but she's slowly been connecting with people who are more of like mind, who are more pantheist. And it's empowering them. So there's a comfort. And so they can have discussions. They can have talks and socialize and know what they're dealing with, you know, when they're faced with all these religious folks who have different ways of thinking. So when we start to realize, and that's why I say, tune in, because they're out there. This is a really powerful time. And I swear to you, this is my prediction. 2017. Is a spiritual revolution. Tune in to those people who think and feel just like you. Raise your vibration. They're there. And you'll be able to telepathically feel it, psychically feel it, however else you interpret that. But they are there. So make yourself, you know, that's, you know, Fran just said, before we make America great again, you know, redefine great. But it's the greatness in yourself. So you step up in that. So please don't get deflated and burn yourself out. Network. There are like-minded people in the least suspecting places. They are. I would like to give a shout out to Zach, and I would like everybody to join me in a projection of white light and support for Zach, who is now in Chicago, being tested as a candidate for a stem cell transplant for his MS. Zach just joined us in the program, and I feel really encouraged with this process that Zach is going through, but I'm sure right about now he can use a little bit of our lovin', send some lovin' to Zach. And he got accepted. He just wrote, congratulations, I can't, oh, you and I are going to have a big talk. I'm sorry, I'm just, my heart's jumping right out of my chest. Zach has been accepted for the stem cell transplant. Congratulations. Now he's on a new path. Oh, great. I got tears in my eyes. I do. I,
all right.
You know, he's so special to me, that guy.
All right. So we're going to, and that's, congratulations, Zach. I hope everything goes very well for you on that. Now, if you'd like a card pulled for you from the Inner Oracle card deck, please put your name in the chat room, and we'll make a list and get to those in just a second. So we've talked about, you know, releasing the fear, standing up, and being that shining light to the world, because we need you and you're not alone. So remember that. And as we get, it looks like we've got Tabby wants a card, so we'll start with her, Dr. Hunter.
You know what? I got to tell you, I took my cards out of the package and the little booklet. But there was a card stuck to my booklet, which is number 5, don't hate. I kid you not. I really want to read this to everybody.
You can't plan it's, that stuff, you know?
No, it stuck. I went, what the heck is this? And so I'll read this to you because it's a message for all of us. A low energy signature refuses to learn more in order to better... A low energy signature refuses to learn more in order to better accept and understand others. Hate grows in this low frequency. The result is fear, demonstrated as the need to criticize and control others. This is how wars begin, whether it's in relationships, within families, or between countries. Oh, this is really powerful. Understanding does not mean one has to agree. It means rising above the low frequency. Do no harm, do right to self and others. Honest to God, that can't be more appropriate than this moment.
That's amazing. And I bet you any card we pull is going to be entangled with our discussion tonight. So let's go to the next one. Teresa is the next one.
So Teresa was first, correct?
No, next.
Next.
Tabby was first, Teresa second.
Okay. Energy signature, number 26. All right, Teresa. You know, it's for you, but for all of us, you know, it's this card is a call to be aware of energy signatures, which is the vibe a person puts out or the energy of a situation. Energy signatures are changed by increased awareness resulting from gaining more knowledge and wisdom of self. Review the present energy signature that you may be sending, or that of a situation, individual, or relationship. Keep what's healthy. Remove what's unhealthy. Remember, you cannot change others. You can only change yourself and your own energy signature. Wow.
And that's everything we were talking about tonight is, you know, that shining light, stand up, know you're not alone, and look for and tune in. Like Dr. Hunter said, tune in, meditate, tune in to others that are like-minded. That's those with like-minded energy signatures. Excellent. Yeah. All right, friends, next.
Hi, Fran. Blocks. And that's number 3 in the wild card suit. So, you know, and this has its own appropriate message, I think. There's a time for movement and a time to sit still. What may seem like blocks could be an opportunity to reevaluate while allowing the universe to open new doorways. At times, we simply need to get out of our own way in order for events to unfold as they should. It can feel like free-falling when a leap of faith is required. If blocks continue, it may be time for a new direction. Do not dismay. Blockages serve purposes. Diligence and insights required. Remain open.
See, and that, you know, I could relate to that card even this morning when Dr. Hunter and I were speaking. You know, I felt blocked. And through the course of the discussion, I was unblocked and I've become even more unblocked. That's what we're talking about. Let's not stand in our own way. Let's not allow fear to block us. Let's not allow our preconceived notions or our uncertainty to block us. We just push forward. Look, life will go on. Everything will be fine. We don't want to block ourselves. Let's let go, release all of those blocks, release any of that negative energy, that uncertain energy, that fear energy from us, and move forward with it. So, excellent. I don't see any other anyone else who wants a card. So if you want a card,
Teresa.
We did Teresa. So,
I'm just going to pick one randomly here.
Yeah, good idea.
Truth. But, can you believe it? Number 24. Truth. There are many ways to discover cosmic truth. It begins with knowing who you are and why you are who you are. This is your truth. Discovering cosmic truth involves further discovering the truth. They're often concealed within a relationship or a life situation. Yet the only truths kept secret are those that we will not see. This is a time of deep introspection, to intuitively gauge the way ahead. This card may indicate that there's a truth in something or in a direction. You know, and again, I think that we've seen a lot of truths in the last 24 hours. And the illusion that I mentioned earlier that, progress, but some was an illusion. No more illusions. And we are seeing better some truths that we need to deal with. And I love that. I like that. I think that it's encouraging to know better our pathway. And some of the skills, here's the thing. Everybody has their own skills. We're learning more. You learn a lot of skills here at IMHS. And you've got your own life skills from, number one, surviving your life, getting through your life, and to reach this point. And it's these skills that you will know what to use when it's required. So I always say, you know, all those other defensive, negative life skills that we've developed, dump them. If you ever need one of those skills, it's in you to be there. You know, if there's a situation that requires survival, but you don't need them today. We have other better tools, other skills. That's what IMHS imparts. That's what this school does. It gives people tools, awarenesses, and, you know, really sensible, grounded manners and ways and thoughts and actions to better improve ourselves as human beings. And when you're a better human being, you're able to coexist with others in a better way. So,
and have a positive impact on those within your sphere of influence.
Absolutely. So power up, everybody. Power up. You got it in yourself. I believe this with all my heart. We're going to get through this, and probably better. It may take a while. Just know that. So don't get disheartened. It's going to take a while. This isn't going to be a quick fix overnight to fix the world, but very slowly, diligently, you know, and staying true to the path and your own path. Do what you can, where you can, and you know how. And I'm very optimistic for what's coming ahead.
Zach would like a card.
Hey, Zach. Oh, Zach. All right. What do you want? Third from the right. How about that? He likes third from the unknowable. Isn't that interesting for you? Unknowable. Number four. I think you've had that one before, Zach. There are mysteries in the universe. Not all can be known or predicted. A focus of deliberate intent can reveal valuable unforeseen knowledge for what lay ahead. Remember, we only see what we know and believe. The universe is unfolding in ways that are unknowable to your existing ways of thinking. Yay! Change your mind and you'll change your world. Change your mind and what was once unknowable may now be knowable. Listen to the subtle leadings and incitations of your higher self. What was once unknowable is now knowable. Remain flexible and open to change. And we're wishing you all the very best of everything, Zach.
Now, I can apply that card, too, to our discussion.
Yes.
You know, if we were shell-shocked before the program, hopefully some of the things we've discussed have unblocked us, you know, and now what we didn't know before, now we know. So hopefully that will help. Now, would you do one thing, Doctor, and would you pull one more card at random just for kicks and giggles?
Kicks and giggles. Well, be who you are and walk your own path. You mean like those giggles?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, do you think? Okay, this one just simply reads, you are uniquely designed, one of a kind, universal being, equally entitled to all good things, same as others. Drawing this card encourages you to be who you are and to walk your own path, not comparing yourself with others. Give yourself permission to accept who and what you are. Move forward in the direction you need to take that best fulfills yourself. And that's self with a big capital S.
Yep. Excellent. So it's just funny how all these cards just mesh. It's entanglement, I'll tell you. It's quantum entanglement. So that's great stuff. So tonight, we've discussed at length, quelling any fears, standing up tall, holding your head high, being a light in the world, a shining light, and understanding that you're not alone. And it's just, that's what we do. We have to rise above. And I say this as much to remind myself as anyone else. We have to remain stalwart. We have to remain strong. And we will get through this evolutionary process, which we're always subject to. You know, it's just a constant thing, the evolutionary thing. So we've talked about that a lot, talked about not hating, talked about energy signatures, blocks, truth unknowable, be who you are and walk your own path. And those are all relevant points that we need to keep in mind. So meditate on this. If you want to hear it again, it'll be posted this evening on the archives. And take some strength from it. And we send out strength to everyone. And keep doing what you're doing. Hold on to it. Everything will be fine. So thanks to everyone for your comments in the chat room. Thanks for listening to the live listeners as well as the archive listeners. Thanks to Dr. Hunter for all her insights. Thanks to Michael Kelly for producing behind the scenes tonight. And we will be back, of course, next week. Until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night.